hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Measure.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
Morning.
Happy Mother's Day.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch here. Some nice dulcet stoner metal for you to kick things off. Matt's all in the mood for that.
Oh, yeah.
And this is Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That was brand new track from the band Cortez. That was Walk Through Fire. And that is off the upcoming album, The Depths Below, which drops on May 16th. You can check that track out right now on Bandcamp. And we're here for another hour, of metal, Massachusetts metal. We got our black metal song of the week coming, which I'm looking forward to because I was feeling very black last night until this morning. So we got that coming
up.
The blackest of the black metal. We got Brutal Not Brutal coming up. We got Metal History and our unpronounceable concert list.
Yeah.
Coming up.
And someone's about to be put on notice.
That someone is going to be put on notice today. I mean, as we do every week, but this is real. This is for real this time.
On notice.
We're going to beat somebody up in real life. if you want to call in here, numbers are 855-905-9636 or 781-350-3264. Yeah, I was at the Rays game last night.
Oh, the Rays
game. And they, it was so good because they won.
Good game, guys.
I kept shushing the crowd. They're all getting on me.
Did you patrol for racism like I
was
told you?
I was patrolling.
So you could tell Bert Breer that you heard racism at Fenway?
I made recordings to send Bert. I have quote, tapes to send Bert Breer.
Are you the racist deep throat? Oh, you have tapes?
I got tapes.
Bert Breer better not see the tapes that I have.
So that happened. I'm going back today. The game's at 1,
what a fan.
It's going to be a disaster.
What a true fan.
Because it's going to rain tonight, so instead of 7, they're playing at 1.
That's not a bad
and
idea.
It's glorious. Not going tomorrow, but it's probably going to be rescheduled anyway until September.
Yep.
So that was good. That was good.
Yeah. It sounds good. It sounds like you were at the game, and then you just had to, like, walk home from Boston.
I walked all the way home from Boston, just feeling very black metal. And, yeah.
I think eating a sleeve of cookies or something on your couch as you fall asleep is the most cult thing you could do.
I woke up. I was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, yeah, I ate a bunch of cookies last night before.
I ate a bunch of cookies.
And then there's a protesting pig in Melrose going to
you. Oh, yeah, that thing's awesome. First of all, I don't consent to having my image used as a protest. it's a blow-up pig in, like, a three-piece suit. But with, like, a cigar. It's like a classy, like, evil business pig or something. And it's Consigli, I think, which is the staff people for Melrose Wakefield.
Okay.
Like, kind of like the custodial staff and, like, the food staff. And they're unionizing. There's a beef back and forth between them and the management of working conditions. Although it's, like, unclear, because when I drove by, because I get on Route 1 to go to work every day, and I was like, oh, it must be a protest. And then I'm, like, looking for, like, information as to what it is. And, like, no one was there. So I'm like, it's just, like, this pig. And I'm trying to get details. I'm like, what's the beef? What's the beef, boys? I gather that's what it is.
That tends to happen, because that happens, like, out front of the
big,
like,
rat with the construction stuff. Like,
right,
go
right.
Non-union construction, they'll put a big rat in front of your building.
But there is never, never any info, because, like, at the Pruitt, yeah. There's always, like, a bunch of protests for, like, there's, like, restaurants opening or whatever, and there's and, like, this guy's holding signs, like, shame on whatever. And you're like, yeah. Why?
Why?
What's happening?
Yeah.
So, anyway, we got that going on in Melrose, yep. The hotbed of revolutionary thought.
Action.
And we're going to get back into the music. We got a couple more new songs to get to. And then when we come back, we'll have This Week in Metal History.
Whoa.
And we are going to play the new song. I apologize in advance for probably mispronouncing this name. From the band Mayhemarsha. And this is their latest track called Warfare. And they have an album also coming out on May 16th. Hold on a second, though. I'm confused.
Are you, though?
Because
May 16th is Tuesday. Play the Outcry song.
Say it. People are saying dates that don't make sense, but that's fine. Today's the 13th, right?
Yeah, 13th, okay. 14th, 15th, 16th, Tuesday. You got to drop your album on a Tuesday because the trucks have to get there.
So the album's coming out.
The internet trucks.
Either on a Friday or on May 16th as the Cortez album is coming out.
Yeah.
So I'm all confused because I don't know what's going on. But this is an awesome song. It's called Warfare. It's by the band Mayhemarsha and their upcoming album released at some point. Well, you can pre-order now. It's called Death, Death, Death Part 2. And this is Warfare. Here we go on Brewer Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org.
If I could promise you on your last train. A vanity in the world you have to let go.
Warfare, we've seen it too often these days. What's the cost? What's the true cost? Ask yourself what you can do, what you would do different. And that might be it.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That was the latest from the band Regium. That was the song Sacrificial Rites off of New Beginnings, which releases on July 30th. So plenty of time to get ready for that one. And before that, we had the latest from the band Mahimarsha. That was Warfare off the upcoming Death, Death, Death Part 2. And now it's time for this.
Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
Do you feel it in the streets this week, May 7th through the 13th? Happy Mother's Day. Starting off. Oh man, this always happens. Sorry. Excuse me a moment.
We can just listen, let the hammer fall, breathe.
Yes, breathe.
The equivalent? Oh yeah, that's what you're telling me about. Do you want me to open it up for you?
Dick. No, I mean, it's playing. It's just not coming out.
The wrong plug.
Guys. Tough week.
You're calling a timeout.
We're calling a studio timeout. All right, shout-outs to...
Red is the bad color.
Shout-outs to the great podcast 302010 for reminding me of this scene.
Work to do.
Turn down the bed. That's the 1987 season finale of the show Dallas. The wife calls and it's like, oh, the doctor said I could have a baby, and I just got a new promotion. And like, come on home soon. And then she crashes into a truck and dies to get the character off the show. Into This Week in Metal. May 8th, 2001, Iron Maiden releases the single The Wicker Man. Not to be confused with Bruce Dickinson's solo Wicker Man, which he says is based more on the film, which would have been the film from the 70s or the 60s, like the English film that the Nicolas Cage movie is based on.
The movie's so bad.
Which one is bad? They're both kind of bad.
I haven't even seen the Nicolas Cage version yet.
You've not seen the Nicolas Cage version? Guess what? He's put into a thing and they dump bees on him.
Can your volume go up any higher?
No, that's as high as it goes. That's the Wicker Man. May 8th, 1997, Megadeth releases the single Trust off their album Cryptic Writings. The personal connection with this is in 2004 on the original Xbox, we played a lot of Mechassault, which didn't have a soundtrack, but you could put your own CDs in there to rip them and then play the soundtrack off that. So we played a lot of Cryptic Writings, which surprisingly went along perfectly with robot fighting for whatever reason. It fits. We would also play Virtua Tennis 2004, which also fit with Megadeth's Cryptic Writings, and then also Crush, I think, was the other one that was, like, good. I think he wrote it for, like, the Nashville Predators. Like,
nice. Like, so. How did Virtua Tennis compare to Mario Tennis?
Mario Tennis is better because I don't know who tennis players are. May 9th, 2000, Metallica releases the single I Disappear from the Mission Impossible 2 yes. soundtrack. Do you find that we're apologists for a later day Metallica than the way that other places are not?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. And Mission Impossible
playing on top of that
is a terrible movie. No, it's a good movie.
It's not a good movie, but the video is they're playing on the top of that rock. And he's climbing, right?
Yeah, they're playing on that big giant rock. I think Mission Impossible 2 is a fine movie because all the Mission Impossible movies are bad. Like, they're all dumb action movies.
No.
They're all dumb action movies.
No. Ghost Protocol is incredible.
Why, though?
It's a legitimately good movie.
He jumps into a thing and swims underwater for 35 minutes. Right? Is that in that? Simon Pegg is in it? That's annoying.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that was... No, that was the next one, Rogue Nation. Rogue Nation's ridiculous.
Okay.
Rogue Nation's terrible. But Ghost Protocol is pretty... It's when Jeremy Renner shows up and...
And he's trying to get out of Charlestown, and they're like, nah, I can't get out of Charlestown, yep. kid. Anyway, I Disappear is a trill song. I don't care what people say about Later Day Metallica. Twisted Sisters, May 10th, 1984. Released the album Stay Hungry, Captain Howdy himself. This is Burn in Hell, which is like one of my favorite Twisted Sister songs because it's amazing. No! There it is. Man, Peter wants to fight me today. Come on in, child. So you get this, right? You get this and you're like, ooh, what is it? And then you get this.
Woo! Tempo change.
The tempo change.
I'm ready for this next line.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the breakdown here?
Are you?
No. I want that to be my radio alarm clock. May 10th, 1980, Steelheart releases the album Steelheart. This is I'll Never Let You Go. Doing to me? Why you do this? Hang on a sec. The important thing about Steelheart was that I heard this song at a karaoke bar near Canopy Lake, and this drunk Irish guy absolutely slaughtered the song. And it's like an amazing jam. It's just like the most romantic 80s hair metal song ever written. Also, gentlemen playing in the desert on top of a tall mountain. Like, listen to the vocals from this, like, sweet boy. I'm pregnant. That song was so erotic. Which, of course, reminds me, more importantly, when you hear Steelheart, the only thing I can think of is, of course, the Monster Ballads commercial.
They taught us how to live.
A commercial that was, like, inescapable for some reason. Do you remember seeing this when you were kids?
Yep.
Monster couldn't get Ballads. Away from the damn thing.
35 powerful hits on two
cassettes.
I'd be trying to watch, like, Three Stooges on WLVI.
Yeah. And it would be like...
Or WSBK. And there's just nonstop.
They taught us how to love. And there's damn Yankees or whatever. Reptilian, the fifth studio album from Norwegian band Kip of Kellison. Released on May 10, 2010, taking their name from Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea books. Kallison is the name of the dragon who's bearer of the earth, like the protector of the Earthsea. It sounds like how you would expect it to sound. I feel like a dragon. Anvil, also on May 10th, 2011, releases their album The Juggernaut of Justice. Anvil's a Canadian heavy metal band like from the 80s that basically never stopped, but they also never made it.
Right. They had that documentary.
Heavy or whatever, the series of Anvil, or like just like showcasing these guys on the road and their like various mistakes and failings as they kind of stumble their way towards fame. This song sounds exactly like a 1980s hair metal band, but it came out in 2011 because that's who these guys are. The title track, Juggernaut of Justice, which is also my nickname. Ooh! Did you see that documentary? I haven't seen it yet.
No.
I should probably watch it. I know what you want to hear. And that's a 6-year-old man on vocals. That will devour. Tidal wave of perpetual force. That will never die. Driving force with no remorse. The falling of the sky. Hurricane out of control. You know I'm coming your way. The aggression in my blood. Living for today.
Gonna loop this rest of the show.
Yeah, I might. Actually, we'll come back to that for the concert list. May 11th, 1987, Motley Crue releases a strip club single, Girls, Girls, Girls. I feel like the song was written just to be played in the background of Walker, Texas Ranger. Like, when they're, like, when the main character of your movie is, like, looking for answers and he's in, like, a crappy roadhouse strip club, whatever. I think the song's awful. I really only like
Everything about that band is awful.
Motley Crue. That's wrong, because Kickstart Your Heart is, like, one of the greatest songs ever written. May 11th, 1992, Iron Maiden, back on the list, unsurprisingly, released Fear of the Dark. One of my favorite Maiden songs. It's amazing. This song is the anchor of my Halloween playlist. I will go back and forth between... This is the Maiden version. It gets too slow. Alright. There's your Maiden version. Bruce. Opera singer Bruce. And then, of course, in 98, you get the Grave Worm cover, which is, I want to say, slightly better.
Ooh.
You get the death vocals instead of, like, the operatic Dickinson vocals.
Right.
I think it's actually a better version of the song. Like, listen to this. Right?
Ooh.
Right? Like, feeling this? I'm scrubbing for it a little bit. And then it's like...
I like this.
It's a great song. It's a great cover. One of the few covers that's, I think, better than the original. Sorry. Finally, speaking of pig squeals and so forth, Programmed to Consume, the second full-length album from Abysmal Dawn, ooh, death metal band, released May 13, 2008. This is Programmed to Consume. Hey, think about it. Think about it.
I'm thinking.
Most of the titles.
It's like They Live.
Most of the titles of these things should be like, colon, think about it. Like every like death metal album is like, colon, think about it. Like basically every Oceano album, it could be like, colon, think about it. Or colon, of course, Aliens Are Real. That'll do it for this week in metal history. Thanks for the patience when I had the wrong aux cord plugged in.
Thank you. And now for the upcoming week in metal, here is our concert list. Starting today at Sammy's Patio, you can see Epicenter, Thrashhole, Chronivore, Forever's Fallen Grace,
the Epicenter
King
guys
Pariah.
Are in 8th grade.
Tomorrow at House of Blues, it's Cedar with Letters from the Fire and Kaleido. And at the Palladium, it is featuring Oceano, with Slaughter to Prevail, Aversion's Crown, Spite, No Zodiac, and The Last King.
Damn it.
Tuesday, May 16th at O'Brien's, it is Lunglust, Malevich, Vaulted, and Iron Gag.
Ooh.
Wednesday, May 17th at once, you can see The Obsessed, Karma to Burn, Lopan, and Gozu. Thursday night, it's Metal Thursday out at Ralph's. You can see Necronomicrist, nice. Maniacal Violator, nice. Age of Embers, and Screams of Hockamock. And next Friday, May 19th at O'Brien's, you can see I Am Become Death, Ugly, Laughingstock, Ritual Blade, and D. Sagawa. At Gillette Stadium, if you'd like to, you can see Metallica, along with Volbeat, Local H, and Mixmaster Mike.
Local H is everywhere. Local band, Local H.
At Ralph's, it is Metal for MS Night 1, featuring Fathom Farewell, Winterbolt, Oziki, and Freegon. And then the following night, Saturday, May 20th, it's Metal for MS Night 2, with Strangling Needs a Manicure, Texas Deathmatch, Epitome of Dog, and Doomshot. And that is your concert calendar for this week.
I'm the champion of justice.
And now, I'll send it back over to Matt.
Black metal song of the week.
Black metal song of the week. Before, and then after that, we'll do Bruno Brule.
Good. Okay. So, what kind of black metal do you want? Do you want like a 7 minutes of black metal? Do you want maybe 4.5 minutes?
I would like 11.5 minutes of black metal.
All right, you got it. We're playing back to back. Thank you.
We can just do the first one.
Black metal song of the week is Harvest by Nick Laffer. Swedish black metal, Nick Laffer. I can't pronounce that, obviously. I'm Italian. In Norse mythology, Nick Laffer is Old Norse for nail ship, a boat made entirely from the fingernails and toenails of the dead. During the events of Ragnarok, which is the end of the world, Nick Laffer is foretold to sail to Vignor, ferrying the hordes that will do battle with the gods. I'm changing my religion to Norse. Are you ready for McLaughlin's Harvest?
I'm pumped.
Are you ready? Here it is. Harvest by McLaughlin for Black Metal Song of the Week. We'll be right back.
And we're back. That was your black metal song of the week.
Sorry, I sailed away in a ship made of human bones.
We're back, though. We took a little seven-minute sailboat ride.
I killed Odin first.
And that was, what was the name of the band?
Nagafar.
The song Harvest off the
Harvest
album Harvest.
Harvest off the album Harvest.
All right.
Not to be confused with Harvest Moon, but very similar.
All right, so we got some beefs today.
Yeah, we got beef.
First of all, we don't have beef with the French because they were sensible.
Yeah, they did it.
Last weekend. Anyway, moving right along.
They fought off Pepe the Frog.
Pepe is dead.
I'm doing the David Ortiz, like, kiss the sky thing.
R.I.P. Pepe.
R.I.P.
The original Pepe.
The real Pepe, not racist Nazi Pepe.
Not Nazi Pepe.
He is alive.
But yes, the owner of Pepe, or the creator of Pepe.
The creator of Pepe.
Killed him off. You can see the photo from his funeral.
It's just at his funeral. It's sort of like a funny webcomic about, like, stoner animals. And yeah. Then they just took him to become this weird thing.
It was so sad.
That's what you get. I mean, you know, you put something out in the universe, like, you'd never know who's going to take it.
Exactly. So, yes, it was appropriated still by the alt-right, who, by the way, I have not actually watched the documentary, but apparently there was a protest and Trump supporters, like, kicked all the alt-right out or something.
There was a lot of infighting last week among the alt-right guys
yeah.
and the regular right guys. A lot of guys in Captain America uniforms.
And, like, baseball helmets.
And baseball helmets and, like, BMX gear fighting each other, which I love to see, obviously. Idiots.
So that's that. Pepe is dead. I mean, that's pretty brutal.
That's brutal as hell. It's a nice little frog cartoon.
Yep.
Dead.
Speaking before, we're actually going to start non-music and non-wrestling, and then we'll get into the music and wrestling.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
We're going to continue along. Actually, no, this is wrestling. But we are continuing
Ooh, wrestling.
Along conservative politics because Sinclair Broadcasting just, like, bought all the rest of the TV show channels in the world.
They did.
And they're, like, what, the second biggest?
It's like them in Comcast. Or them in,
like, Fox Corp. Or I don't even know who to compare
News
them to.
Corp.
News Corp, News yeah. Corp. I don't know. But anyway, Sinclair Broadcasting, for those of you who don't know, owns Ring of Honor, Carrie Silken, Soul. I think there was an in-between sale, maybe.
HDNet?
Oh,
HDNet
yeah. They're on HDNet. I think. Yeah, I don't know if Cuban didn't think owned it or anything.
TV. Yeah.
But anyway, Sinclair Broadcasting. I thought they were like a little New Hampshire TV station or something like that. I did not realize.
No, they're very big.
That they are very, very big and very, very conservative, and they got even bigger. And I no longer watch Ring of Honor.
Really, though? I feel like I can't. There'll be nothing to watch.
There's too much. Beyond Demand.
I guess Beyond.
Beyond Demand. You can, like, they had their big shows last weekend, and you can already watch them.
I still watch WWE.
You're terrible.
Conservative over here watching WWE, I guess.
There is that. If you go along those lines, which is, like, basically the history of wrestling,
yeah.
You really can't watch any of it.
You really can't.
You got Vince on one side. You got,
Well, Ted Turner was, like, a progressive.
Turner,
right.
Yeah,
sure. But then the show was not progressive.
No, not at all. Especially the people who ran it.
So, like, I just try not to worry about it, I guess.
You got Beyond a Man. And, yeah.
Evolve? Chikara?
I mean, Evolve, yeah, I guess it's fine.
I watched Lucha Underground a lot on Netflix.
You could do that, because Robert Rodriguez is pretty...
It's pretty straight up. Although, is it owned by Netflix now, right? Or
I don't know what they did. Yeah, because he had to get, like, bailed out financially, but it is coming back.
It's a good show.
But anyway.
Wrestling is good.
And Sinclair is bad.
Yeah,
moving on.
Rude boys.
Let's get into some music.
Shame.
All That Remains had a new album. We don't play them anymore. But they had the lowest first week sales in 13 years.
Good. Wonder why, though. Just a bad album.
Probably because their music is no longer metal.
Yeah.
It's kind of like boring music. And what's his name?
They've made the transition
Phil
to...
Phil is an a-hole. Calling people dropping F-bombs and not the F-U word.
Lame.
He was also but he was, like, laughing at all the... I don't know what his deal is, because he's, like, anti-Trump,
well,
but he also hates liberals and
whatever.
Wants them to come for his guns.
you know what? Me too.
And then, in more serious news, the singer from Pentagram...
Yeah.
Pentagram had to... Or they continued their shows, right, with a different singer?
Yes.
And nobody really knew why. They put out some vague statements, and then somebody dug up the police reports, and apparently... He assaulted his 80-year-old mother.
Good stuff.
So,
yeah. Again, any more details on that?
If you're making decisions, I just kind of scanned the reports. But if you're making decisions, again, like I am about wrestling and politics.
Yeah.
If you want to make decisions on things like that, don't listen to Pentagram anymore.
Or like do, you know? Just listen to Mayhem. Listen to Pentagram. Sometimes you listen to Spotify and you're like, "That's a good song," and it's Burzum.
And oops.
I don't know. Life's short.
But there's a lot of other bands you can listen
Actually, this was going to say, there was a good argument on that where it was on the internet, and I think it was a video game-based argument or like a book thing. Who's the guy who wrote... crap. What's the... It came out last... A couple years ago where it was like Harrison Ford. It was based on like this old science fiction... novel where it was like little kids were like
Ender's Game
Orson Scott Card that's what I'm thinking of, like Orson Scott Card, and then people were like, well, I don't want to watch that because Orson Scott Card is like actively like lobbying against gay rights because he's like a maniac and I don't want to listen to that, and people were like, yeah, but it's a good book and like you got to separate the art from the artist, and like someone had a good response. It was like some comic book lady, I think the lady's writing a comic, I don't know, I don't read comics, and she made the point of like life is short, like there's a lot of art out there, like and she actually did reference Burzum, which I was like, oh, and she's like there's black metal done by people who are nice people, like, yeah, like listen to them, like there's plenty of things to do, and you have a limited amount of time as a consumer on earth because we're right. All consumers, we're programmed to consume to pick and choose stuff like that. So she makes a good argument on that regard that I kind of would be like, yeah, it's fine. But that's a good point, and I can think a little bit more about that because that is the only activity you have in this world is to how to consume and what to consume.
How to consume your black metal.
Yeah.
We'll give you a guide. Just listen to us. We'll be your guide in the
darkness.
Listen
to Glaffer.
Yeah, let's hope nothing bad comes out about those guys.
I don't know.
That would be unfortunate.
I, as I said before, I usually do quick media searches on those bands before I play them on the show to make sure they're not in the National Front or something.
Right, you gotta do. But then you have bands like Marduk, who, if you do feel like they should be supported,
yeah, I like
in
Marduk.
The face of controversy,
true.
Then you,
well, like I feel like you should be supported, but I feel like if you're, it's the whole thing, right? There's a conflict of thoughts, like whatever their art, and then people can say I don't like this art. You know, that's fine.
Yep,
that's fine.
All right. And now, speaking of music.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll get inside you. Yeah, I was telling you about this video. It's like a cool factory party. All right, Edema is back. That's the news of the week as far as I'm concerned. Back together. Everyone's driving their, like, sweet Jeeps. Factory party. Oh, it's a matchup. Oh, it's pretty close.
Yes, the DNA is back.
New metal cacophony.
I guess technically they never went anywhere. But the lead singer, who was the younger brother,
Jonathan Davis' little brother.
He was not in the band. And in that time that he was not there.
Ooh.
Video. You can follow along at home.
Follow along at home. Open up two tabs and play both the Dima videos.
But they are...
so good.
Ooh, that's very inappropriate. Man. But anyway, in that time, they put out one of the worst album covers of all time, which is like... renowned for how bad it is, Top of the Giants or whatever.
Well, then they Mortal Kombat Annihilation, or not Mortal Kombat,
Deadly Alliance.
Deadly Alliance, one of those like GameCube era games.
That was a wise decision as well. but yes, Edema is back. I don't know if it's fully the original lineup, it might be, but the original singer's back.
It's fine.
And good. We are about to enter a new period of enlightenment.
New metal is back, everyone. Get your JNCOs on, gel your hair up. Put on a A-frame tank top or wife beater, as you'd call it, and just get out there. Just get out there on the street, start living.
It's yeah.
I'm gonna get a tribal tattoo now again. I'm gonna look like Randy Orton by the end of the show.
That's just gonna like suck.
I'm gonna walk in shirtless and do the show Randy Orton style.
But yeah, that's all we got. That's very brutal. That's the most brutal thing to happen since the show's been in existence.
Yeah, new metal is back.
And I'm also gonna see Seven Dust.
You are going to see Seven Dust.
20th anniversary show coming up next month.
Where?
The Palladium.
That'll be fun.
The Return of the Palladium.
Who's opening for them? Local band, local age?
unfortunately, no. I can't remember, but they're playing, it was Black? Is that the name they own? All the way through.
That sounds right. Is it the same?
Black and Bitch are the two songs
have
of that.
Have they been active throughout this time? Or have they been?
They've been pumping out albums.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they had a misstep and did a song with Daughtry. And that was very dark, the dark phase.
A misstep or the greatest decision of their lives.
But no, I saw them live, a friend I'm going with to see them again.
We saw them at House of Blues one time, and that was a show where they opened up for Black Label Society.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's right.
All the new metal boys left after.
You guys all walked out with your...
When the bikers descended from
your wallet chains clanging as the fat biker guys showed up to see Black Label Society.
And LeJean was out front packing up the van, and we gave him... We shook his hand.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was great.
That's fun. That'll be a good show. Do you think Daughtry and David Drannan have ever been in the same room at the same time?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about it.
Think about it.
And one last thing for the real beef.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Beef of the week.
Yeah, play it. Play it. Play my beef. Oh, yeah. We got beef with Kings of Leon.
We got beef with Kings of Leon. Your boy.
Get your Starbucks band out of my face.
Your boy, Caleb.
Yeah, he's the taking shots. He's the bass player for Kings of Leon.
I thought it was the singer. They're all brothers.
They all look the same to me.
They're all brothers.
I've been listening to this song for 24 hours, getting psyched on
lyric
Kings
video.
Of Leon. I mean,
but anyway, so Caleb comes out and just starts dropping bombs, telling people that wrestling's terrible.
No, he came with the weakest take,
yeah.
Which is, hey guys, as adults, can we stop watching wrestling? And it's like, no. like the most popular show on TV now is about dragons. Like, we've waved goodbye to the concept
that's,
of like
what you watch
makes you an adult. Like,
yeah.
The thing I watch on TV is more adult than the thing you watch on TV. Like, guess what, guy? You're all watching crap on TV. Like, you're not out there like building a bridge or like mining in a coal mine like your dad or whatever.
Right.
Like, you're all soft. We're all soft. Like, media consumers. Like, shut up.
Exactly. And then, he did. He had to take it one step further.
Yeah, he took it too far. That's why we're mad, actually.
So somebody made a... I forget what the joke was.
The joke is Kings of Leon.
That is true. But so Veda Scott tweeted out the image of a shrimp, which is a reference to Seinfeld, because it's...
I don't know.
Oh, it's the jerk. That's what it is. So there's a scene in Seinfeld where he tells a guy that the jerks are called, and they're all out of you.
Nice.
And so somebody made... Somebody made a joke about, like, oh, the mid-2000s terrible alternative rock store called, and they're all to you. And so that's when Veda Scott tweeted the shrimp to follow up.
Okay.
As a Seinfeld reference. And then Caleb and all his brilliance decided to tweet back at that and say, close your legs.
Yeah, what a baby.
Which was just like, just went from 0 to 60 escalation.
What an absolute baby.
You had
Veda Scott is an angel.
Yes. And you had... So you didn't just piss off the IWC, then you had to get in the feminist IWC.
Yeah, the feminist IWC. You don't want that. You don't want
and,
that.
And they came down hard on him. Everybody, wrestlers, fans, promoters,
I think
everybody.
Even, I think even Big E was like, hey, get out of here.
Yeah. So,
so silly.
So we're going to fight Caleb.
Yeah,
King of Leon.
King of Leon.
Open invitation to come to
but the thing,
WMFO.
The fact that you gave me was that Kings of Leon were not a one-hit wonder.
That's
what I think they are.
They have some hits.
Anyway, if I catch that guy in the streets, you know, Alex Riley.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to play one final song for you as we get out of here. Mike on the Mic is now in the building. And I'm just going to let Alex Riley play for a little bit here.
Man, I miss Alex Riley, kind of.
So I'm going to play you the latest from
Summoner.
The band Summoner.
Yeah.
Some more stoner metal because Matt requested it.
I did.
Their new album, Beyond the Realm of Light, is now out, and they are streaming it on Decibel. And so we're going to play you the latest track now. I got to turn this off. And again, this is Summoner, the song New Sun off of Beyond the Realm of Light. We are Brutal Brunch. We're out of here. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Until then, stay brutal.
Stay brutal.